This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. The U.S. Supreme Court is reviewing judicial interpretation of the 1978 Federal Pregnancy Discrimination Act. The High Court will consider whether an employer must provide pregnant workers lighter duty accommodations when providing such accommodations to others. If America is supposed to be ready for Hillary, it's not a good sign to hear even reporters noting a lack of attendance as she spoke to a half-empty university lecture hall. At a time when even mainstream Catholics are soured on the pro-abortion policies of President Obama, the former cabinet secretary and U.S. senator spoke at Georgetown. One of the world's largest oil companies is donating tens of thousands of dollars to one of the world's biggest abortion companies. What makes it noteworthy is that Chevron Corporation has put a fair amount of effort to block a shareholder resolution seeking to advocate against that decision. This is Life News Radio. In the contest to decide what rights human souls will actually possess before governments and in the public arena, the heroes are becoming ordinary people like you. People are speaking up for life before their friends, in public conversation, and in the voting booth. People in the abortion business are quitting and speaking out. Ordinary people are living ordinary lives in heroic testimony to the value and love of human life. Join us in making a culture of life. Lauren Hill, the courageous freshman at Mount St. Joseph College, has entered hospice care. Battling inoperable brain cancer, Lauren has inspired entire universities as she achieved a lifetime goal of playing and actually scoring in college basketball games despite the crippling cancer. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.